Cutting the bus line that serves the village of Weston could save about $106,000 a year, less than half what the village will lose in state aid. Administrator Dean Zuliger says the village board chose to cut the service after a survey of local taxpayers.
Ridership was very low. Compound that with the fact that the budget repair bill and the governor's budget bill will take about $240,000 away from the village of Weston.
The Weston line is part of the Wausau Metro system, which links several central Wisconsin cities and villages. Transit Director Greg Soibert worries that other communities may follow Weston's lead and cut service and funding. He also doesn't think they can make up for a loss of $1.3 million in federal money if the governor's budget repair bill passes in its current form and takes away collective bargaining rights for transit workers.
I'm not aware of any of the municipalities desiring to come up with additional dollars, so our assumption has been that we would have to discontinue operations.
Soibert says if the entire bus system shuts down, it will strand low-income people and elderly residents who don't own cars and can't afford cabs. Both Soibert and Zuliger agree that more cuts are coming.
I think all municipal services are going to be challenged over the next number of years to get by with less.
I think this is just one of many cuts that you'll see local governments have to make. We've been running lean for a long time, and it looks like we're going to get even leaner.
Zuliger says Weston is also looking at its recycling program because of the governor's budget. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.